this week, I got a DM, somebody messaged me. I'm not an Instagram model, and it seems like most girls who are actually growing on Instagram are these models who look ideal or super sexy, and I feel like I'm not gonna be successful because of that. Take a deep breath of relief right now, because girl, you don't need to. It's 2021, and to be an influencer, you don't need to be a Victoria's Secret model. Where will you be 1 year from now if you keep waiting? Where will you be 30 days from now? The longer you wait, the less likely you are to actually start. So how about you just start somewhere, wherever you are today. This is gonna be a better place than you starting a year from now. I actually make $100,000 a year as an influencer, and everything I invested definitely paid off. So if you're thinking of investing into your education for your growth on Instagram, for your success as an influencer, that is gonna pay off easily. Hello and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, influencer, entrepreneur, and social media marketing expert. I'm super excited to have you here. If this is your first time, welcome. This is a place where you can truly learn about Instagram in depth, especially when it comes to influencing and becoming an influencer who's paid, respected, and is growing thousands of followers. This is the place for you if you're looking for these tips, for this knowledge, and you want to actually make it as an influencer and stop wasting time on Instagram. This is the perfect place for you. Today, we're actually going to dive deep into a really awesome topic that is going to uncover so many new things for you and help you understand the reality of influencing so that you can see everything so much clearer. We're going to talk about the 5 influencer myths debunked. So we're going to debunk some myths today, and these 5 myths are going to be the following. So the number one myth that people think is that growing your Instagram takes too much time. The second myth we're going to talk about today is you have to be a basic Instagram model. That's what some people think. They think that you have to post maybe bikini photos, or you just have to be an ideal person who looks like they just got off a new modeling agency and they look amazing. Number three, the third myth, you have to have the best gear to create quality content. I hear this myth a lot, and I'm going to show you guys why that's not true. Number four, the fourth myth, is that you have to have everything figured out before you get started. And the fifth, last myth we're going to talk about today is you need lots of money to actually grow on Instagram. That's something a lot of people say, and that is also not true. We're going to talk about these, and you're going to understand, truly understand the reality. What you have pictured in your head right now is probably not true. What you have pictured in your head is something that may be stopping you from the success that you can have, the potential that is in you. I know that it's in you, and here we're going to actually dive into it. So go ahead, get ready, get your paper and pencil out if you like old school style. I actually personally take notes on a paper with a pencil, and that's probably why I always say that to you guys, like, hey, take out your pen and a notebook and a paper. But if you are one somebody who likes technology more and you do like taking notes on your phone, also take a phone out, maybe a laptop or an iPad, whatever you use. This will be some good information that you need to write down. I don't want you to listen to this podcast and let it slip through your hands without actually taking knowledge. And the best thing you can do, the best thing that you can actually help you take action, is you writing this material down and actually taking action on it after. Now, today's episode is actually brought to you by Instagram Marketing 101 2.0. If you still don't know what that is my newest updated program. This program is created to help you grow and thousands of followers, become an actual influencer, and start making money off of your account. This is exactly what this program is created for, and it has helped hundreds of students do the same. So if you have not heard about this program, you definitely need to check it out. If you have heard about it and you still haven't taken a look at the website because it's newly updated, you do need to check it out. It's brand new. We just have new features added to the program, and it's amazing. It's such a great resource, and it would be a disservice for you if I didn't share it with you guys, because it's so useful. useful. And I know that if you're here today, you are most likely looking for the resources that are available there. There's so much content that I can give you guys that is free. There has to be a place where I can give you so much more content, so much more education, and that is exactly the place. The course program is exactly that place, because there I can sit down and really go into depth on every little topic. I can give you guys course PDFs and so much more material, and that's all located in that program. So if you still have not checked it out, go ahead and check it out. It was just relaunched at my masterclass that happened this Thursday at 6 p.m. It was amazing. Again, thank you to everybody who came out. It was so freaking good, and I'm already getting so much messages in my DMs. It's overflowing with people saying thank you, and we have already people getting results from those tips. So that is so crazy, and this makes me just so happy and motivated to go forward. And it just means that everything I'm teaching you guys actually works. There's real proof. There's real people who are succeeding. And if you need a kick in the butt, if you need more motivation, or if you want me to guide you step by step, you need to check out that program I just launched, Instagram Marketing 101 2.0. It is going to be linked in the description of this Spotify version. If you still don't know how to get to the website, it's just called valcourse.com. And I have a link in my Instagram bio. So check it out and do me a big favor by letting me know what you think of the site, because we just updated it. So I hope you enjoy that. Now let's dive into our first myth and debunk this myth that everybody has in their head when it comes to Instagram. And that is, growing your Instagram takes too much time. I don't know the amount of times I've heard this comment before. Y'all don't even know. I've had so much people tell me, like, hey, I definitely think it's awesome. I definitely think I would possibly be good at this. I do have a desire, but it just would take too much time. I know you probably spend so much hours on Instagram. Well, let me tell you guys why that is not true. So, first of all, yes, you will need to set aside some time. I'm not saying that you're not gonna have to invest anything into that. But when you are an influencer, you don't have to spend 5 hours a day on Instagram. I know that people think there's this kind of idea, I feel like, in people's head that if you're an influencer with following, even if you have a small or a large following, then that means you spend a whole lot more time than an average user. And that's the crazy part. So I always tell my audience, and this is a fact, that I spend less time on Instagram than an average user. An average user spends from 1 to 2, 3 hours on Instagram, and I spend only 1 hour a day, and that's literally all it takes for me. The goal of my Instagram account is not for me to sit there and stalk people, compare myself to others, and get off the app feeling so much more depressed than I did before I got on. That is not the goal. The reason I actually started growing my Instagram account, if you actually know my story, is because I was tired of that. That was about 4 years ago. When I first started off on Instagram, the reason I actually started to become an influencer and growing my account is because I was tired of simply sitting on Instagram, wasting my time, and comparing my life to others. I don't want you to be doing that as well. So the goal of my Instagram is for me to get on there as a content creator and spend time posting content and then getting off of the app. That's the whole point. For me to post something, it takes about 5 minutes. For me to post a newsfeed post, when it comes to stories, it can take up to 20 minutes for me to post all of my stories, especially if I have like a lot of them. Then yeah, it might take me a little bit more, but around 1 hour is all it takes for me to sit on Instagram and get off as a content creator. And that's the whole point. And that is exactly what I teach in my program to my students inside Instagram Marketing 101 2.0, is to actually save time and spend less time on the app. And one of these resources is content planning. So we do automated posts. This is something I highly recommend for influencers starting off, is you create a content plan. You take about an hour or two out of your day on, let's say, Monday. On Monday, you plan all your posts inside the scheduler, and the scheduler actually plans and posts your posts, especially newsfeed posts, for you. So you don't physically sit there and post something. The robot, or let's say it's a website, the website does it for you. So that's kind of how scheduling works. That's just a little detail that I'm sharing with you guys. But in general, the whole point is that you actually spend less time on Instagram. And another point when it comes to this is that it's healthy. A lot of times when people sit on Instagram, it's not healthy. We all have been there 100%. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Justin Bieber or Kim Kardashian. I know that even these kind of people feel this negative side on Instagram. I know that when we get on there and we start comparing our lives to others, we start looking at all these models and we're like, hey, why isn't my life as bougie as theirs? Why don't I look like them? You start to have a really bad mentality of yourself. And I really hate that so much. I hate comparing myself to others, and I hate feeling this negative effect of Instagram, especially when you sit there and you consume everything. You're not the content creator, you're the consumer. And my goal with Instagram and teaching others how to grow on Instagram is for you to be the content creator that actually brings value to people as well, especially when it comes to the content you create. I don't want you, even as an influencer, I want you to motivate people, to give them value, and to bring like happiness to people's lives, and not just a flex that, hey, I'm better than you and you suck. So that is kind of a little bit of my, let's say, my perspective on Instagram, and also the fact that you do spend less time as a content creator. Yes, you're gonna have to spend some time on a Saturday morning to take some pictures. Yes, that's 100%, and you do need to invest some time into that, especially if you're learning. If you're learning how Instagram works, maybe you're taking some free material from me, maybe you're taking my course program, you do need to spend time to educate yourself. But once you're educated, once you understand how everything works, the actual process of posting content, getting your posts up, posting your stories, that does not take that long. So that is about an hour a day. So if we're looking at my example, I spend about an hour a day on Instagram, and I even have a time limit for 2 hours maximum. Like if I'm on Instagram for more than 2 hours, this time limit goes off. There's a little reminder, and Instagram tells me, hey, you spent 2 hours today. I just want to let you know. And that's when I get off the app. That's when I know that my stories are way too long. If I'm posting for 2 hours, I know that they're probably really long. And that's kind of how it works. So the myth number one is that people think you need to spend lots of time on Instagram, and that is not true. You do need to spend time and invest to learn, but you don't need to spend 5 hours a day on Instagram. In fact, in my program, I actually teach my students how to spend less time and actually save time with my hacks, my apps, and my scheduling programs. That's actually what I teach. So that is in fact not true. The myth is debunked. Let's debunk the second myth. The second myth is that you have to be a basic Instagram model for you to actually be successful on Instagram. I know this is something a lot of us think, and I actually, this week, I got a DM, somebody messaged me, and this girl was like, hey, I'm not an Instagram model. I'm not necessarily perfect, and it seems like most girls who are actually growing on Instagram are these models who look ideal, are super sexy, and I feel like I'm not going to be successful because of that. And my response was like, hey, this is so crazy, because the whole point is that if you don't see yourself posting a picture in a bikini, then you can really actually take a sigh of relief right now. So if you don't see yourself posting pictures in a bikini and being this Instagram model, then you can take a deep breath of relief right now, because girl, you don't need to. It's 2021, and to be an influencer, you don't need to be a Victoria's Secret model. You don't need to look like Kylie Jenner, and you don't have to necessarily be this ideal image of society that is out there. And that is because I teach others how to grow using unique attributes that actually help you stand out. So let me explain how that actually works. So if you want to be a mama blogger, that's perfect. If you want to be an expert in your niche and you have some kind of product you're selling, or maybe you're a business owner like a photographer, or even a lifestyle influencer who just loves DIY projects or crafts, if you are somebody who has a specific niche, maybe an interest, and even if you don't have an interest yet, you can find one. And this is the key that will help you grow that following that's actually going to be loyal and actually get you brand collaborations in the door. So let me explain that again. You don't need to be a Victoria's Secret model, because now on Instagram, you can grow by simply being yourself, by using the attributes that make you unique. I'm sure there's something about you that can actually set you aside from everybody else, set you apart from all the basic Instagram models, and that's even better. Trust me, when you have a niche, when you have a topic that your account's focused in, you can actually bring value to people. Like, let's talk about it. What value does a basic model on Instagram bring? I mean, unless that model is showing other people advice on how to model, how to feel confident, the best maybe surgical procedures that can make you look great. I don't know what else this person can explain to us. Of course, that's great. This person brings value. And I'm not trying to hate on anybody who is an Instagram model, but let me tell you, if you do want to grow, you're gonna have to change up your Instagram and bring value to people. And now, if you're that girl who messaged me on my DMs and you feel like you're asking yourself that same question, well, let me tell you, that's actually great. I'm really happy that you want to go a different route, because this is awesome. We're gonna find that niche, that topic that actually sets you apart, and girl, you're gonna grow, because that will be your unique attribute and that will set you apart from all the basic Instagrammers out there. So that is exactly the opposite of what people think. So if people think that you have to be that basic Instagram model, that's not true. You can actually take yourself however you look, you know, accept yourself the way you are, because you are amazing. There's nobody else like you out in this world, girl. I'm gonna hype you up right now. And that is actually awesome. So using your attributes and who you are today can actually bring you following, because guess what? Let's even think about it from a following perspective. So there's a lot more people who are average, right, out there than those who are beautiful, so to speak, and ideal and look like Kylie Jenner or that basic Instagram model, right? So I'm sure that a lot more people can relate to you because you're basic and you're normal. You're just like everybody else, and that's amazing. So that is actually a plus to you. If you feel like I'm basic, I don't know what I'm gonna even talk about in my Instagram account, great, because that's exactly how most of the people and the users on Instagram are. So that actually connects you to people and your followers a lot better, I feel like. So that is another plus that you can actually take away for yourself. So that is exactly the second myth debunked. If you don't see yourself posing in a bikini, or you don't really necessarily count yourself as a perfect Instagram model, then you can take a really good breath in and out, because guess what? You don't need to be, and that is not true. And In 2021, we actually can use these attributes as a plus for your account, and you can grow a loyal following without having to do any of that, without necessarily getting lip injections, etc., to be like everybody else. Again, if you are beautiful, if you do want to be an Instagram model, go ahead. That's amazing. But don't forget to bring value to people. The third myth that I also hear very often is that you have to have the best gear to create quality content on Instagram. Now, let me tell you the truth. You don't have to be an expert at editing or even have the best or the newest camera gear to begin. So that is a fact. You don't need that simply because we have phones. So there are hundreds of influencers who get thousands of likes with simple iPhone photos. And it's true. Go ahead and look, do a little analysis and see how many creators actually use the best gear. Yes, there are some people who use the best gear, they have the best photos, and guess what? That's awesome. If they're photographers, that's great. For me, myself, I use both. I use a phone and then I do use my camera just because I do like photography and I actually used to do photography and that's just a hobby of mine. But if you don't like photography, you don't even know how to use a camera, that's fine because there's a whole nother section of influencers, especially in fashion, and I even see some travel influencers out there who simply shoot on their iPhone. And guess what? Their photos get the same amount of likes as those creators who use photography, camera gear, and they do the best editing out there and they have the best camera gear. Guess what? The following and the likes are still the same because our phones have such great power. They have such great technology. And in today's world, we have access to the best quality right in our hands in our phones. Plus, on top of that, there's so much editing apps that just make our photos so much better. They make our content brighter, stand out, unique. So guess what? You can get creative even if you don't have a camera, just a FYI. And again, you don't have to be super tech savvy. Everything is so simple. Like if we really think about it, back in the day, for you to get a really good picture, let's just say 5 years ago, for you to get a really good picture, you probably had to have a camera and you had to use either Adobe Photoshop or Adobe Lightroom. These are some photography editing softwares that are pretty fancy, especially Photoshop. If you get in there, you probably don't know how to use it for your first time, and it's very difficult. But back then, that's the only solution. Now, bring it forward to 2021. Today, we have the best quality content right in our hands. Our phone quality is amazing. Like, literally. Sometimes you can't even tell apart a picture that's taken on a camera or a picture that's taken on a phone because they're just that good. They're just that amazing. The quality is great. The lighting is great. You really can't tell them apart. And on top of that, we now have apps that let us edit our photos without having to know how to use Adobe Lightroom, Adobe Photoshop, or any other super complicated software because the apps are so easy to use. And if you are somebody who's like, man, I still suck at using apps or editing my photos or editing my videos, guess what? There's YouTube. So if you really can't edit a picture, even in a simple app like VSCO or, for example, Adobe Lightroom app, if you still can't edit in that, just go and search it on YouTube. Like literally, if you can't find out how something works, just search it on YouTube. There's going to be a tutorial there 100%. If you don't know how to use a simple editing app, just check it out on YouTube and you can learn how to do it in 5 minutes. It's simply that easy. We have so much access to technology. We have access to easy tutorials. So there's just so much knowledge out there for you to say that, hey, I know that it's out there, but it's still very difficult. All you're doing is making up excuses. It's very accessible. You can take any photo that's in the dark and you can turn it into a masterpiece just using these apps. So when people say that you need to have the best gear to create quality content and I just don't have it, I can't get started on Instagram, probably gonna suck, my content's probably gonna suck, guess what? You are making up excuses because it's all out there. You can shoot on your iPhone and create super amazing photos. Plus, I'm seeing so much amazing content creators out there, and I know that some of them are actually my followers. They create such cool edits using this free app, PixArt. I've been looking at those edits and I'm like, wow, there's so much creativity out there. You can copy and paste flowers on your pictures. You can add sparkles. You can literally change the background. You can change the sky that's right behind you. There's so much amazing creative possibilities out there with just your phone. So it's out there. You have no excuses. And this is simply a myth. And literally just debunked it for you. So if you needed that motivation, then that's amazing. If you feel like, hey, you know, I'm just scared that my content won't turn out great. Guess what? You don't have to be scared about that anymore, because it is 100% possible. And I know that you can create amazing content, and there's no excuses to that. The fourth myth, let's get into that. Something I hear quite often as well is that you have to have everything figured out before you get started. Maybe that is you right now. Maybe you're thinking about that in the back of your head as well. Feel like you're just not ready. Well, let me tell you, where will you be 1 year from now if you keep waiting? Where will you be 30 days from now? Where will you be moving next? The longer you wait, the less likely you are to actually start. So how about you just start somewhere, wherever you are today, this is gonna be a better place than you starting a year from now. Now imagine that you actually get started today, you actually take that chance, you're like, hey Val, I am actually gonna start my Instagram and take it seriously. I'm actually going to start using your tips, start learning. Maybe you're actually going to enroll into my program and you're going to just make this step for yourself and this change. Then you actually start seeing results because you're actually going to start taking action and stop making excuses after excuses about why you can't get started. Now, you're actually going to see results in, for example, in 30 days, you have already gained 10,000 followers. Maybe in another 30 days, in 2 months, you're at 60,000 followers and you're making $600, maybe even $700 per post on Instagram. Imagine that. How would that actually feel, especially when I'm there guiding you step by step through that process? Now that is actual success. The success is in you actually taking that step. Now imagine that you never took that step. Now let's rewind it to where we are today, how you're feeling. I know that you're probably stressed, you're probably overwhelmed, you probably feel like you're stuck, you feel like you are repeating the same thing over and over again, and you're just not getting results on Instagram. That's why you're probably here listening to these tips. And let's just soak that in and imagine that you never started. You never took that first step. And in 30 days, you're looking back at this moment and you're thinking, what if I actually started? I wonder what results I would have actually gained. And guess what? You're still probably at the same following 30 days from now. You still probably have that same question in your head thinking, how do I grow? How do I actually start making money off of my account? And you still don't have your questions answered and you're still at the same following. Now let's add another 30 days. So for example, 2 months from now, you still didn't do any steps, you didn't take any action, you didn't enroll into my course program, you're still thinking to yourself, wow, imagine where I would be right now if I actually did take that step. And that is not a place where I want you to be. Because I know that these doubts, when people say, I don't know, and I just don't have everything it takes to get started, I need to figure things out, these are all excuses. And in reality, you need to think about where you are today and where you want to be tomorrow. And if you're ready to make that change, you need to do it now, because there's no better time to start. And like I said, the longer you wait, the less likely you will to start. If you're going to wait another 30 days, it's going to be harder and harder for you to get into this rhythm, for you to actually take Instagram seriously and to take that action. So stop making up excuses and actually start taking action. Even if it's on my free tips, even if it's starting a new business, even if it's actually starting to be consistent on Instagram or taking photos this weekend, start now. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be effective if you're going to be waiting for another 30 days to get started. Do it now. Just start somewhere. You don't have to be ready. You don't have to be at your best place. And furthermore, let me tell you guys, if I had this excuse and actually use this as an excuse when I started. And when I first started, I was a student, full-time student at University of Washington. I had 2 part-time jobs, not 1, but 2, because I was trying to make ends meet with that money. And I was stressed. I barely had any sleep. And on top of that, I took that step And I decided that I'm going to start today. I am not going to wait. And back then, that was about 4 years ago, I did take that step. And I actually started learning. I actually bought course programs that weren't as great, but I still did. And I still continued to search for this information, and I made that commitment. Now, imagine if I didn't start 4 years ago. Imagine if I waited until a really good time when everything was great, when I finished school, when I wasn't busy with work, with two part-time jobs. If I waited, then I would probably never start. Because in reality, there is no perfect timing. There is no time when you're like, guess what? I'm fully ready. There's really no time that actually exists when someone would actually say that. That's unrealistic. We're humans. There's always something happening in our lives that's going to be distracting us, that's going to be time consuming. So there's never going to be a time where we're going to be 100% ready. So if you are thinking about it, you need to start now. That is the whole point. And myth number four is now debunked. Number five, the last popular myth that I often hear, I'm sure you heard this one or maybe even thought about this one before, is that you need lots of money to actually grow in today's algorithm. Now, maybe you are actually guilty of this, and that's totally fine because I feel like we all kind of felt like this before. But in reality, you actually don't need to invest any money to grow your Instagram account. Now, maybe you still haven't noticed or you don't completely understand, and let me show you with an example. I grew 100,000 followers in 1 week using Instagram Reels. Yes, it was super crazy and it happened, and this was all done for free. So I literally posted Instagram Reels 2 times a day, 1 time a day. I just stayed consistent, and guess what? I grew 100,000 followers for free. Yes, and it took me only 1 week. People spend years growing 100,000 followers, and I did it in 1 week. And it just shows how powerful, first of all, Instagram Reels is, and second of all, the fact that you don't need any money to grow on Instagram. Throw that myth out of your head. Kick this excuse to the curb. It is not true, and I proved it. If you need proof, you can go ahead and check out my account. That's exactly the thing that will actually show you the truth. So all you need is your phone and yourself to start on Instagram. You don't need anything else. You don't need any money. You don't need to have thousands of dollars, and you don't need to be an Instagram model like we talked about before. Additionally, everything extra is an investment. That's also how you have to look at it. If you're going to be investing in any program, if you're going to be investing into, for example, my course, if you're going to be doing that, that is an investment that will actually pay off. That's another thing that you need to understand. If you're going to be buying a tripod for your videos, this is an investment. If you're going to be buying a new foundation because you want to look good for your videos or your photos, and you want to look good with good makeup, that is an investment. So everything you're going to be actually putting into for your Instagram account to be successful, that is an investment because it will pay off. Everything I invested into my Instagram account when I first started to grow 4 years ago, I started to do research, I took lots of trainings, I did workshops, and I also bought a whole bunch of Instagram courses that weren't as great, and they definitely disappointed me, but everything I invested, I actually paid off. So that is the truth. So if you're going to be investing into my program, Instagram Marketing 101 2.0, that investment will pay off, because once you actually start growing your account, you can make that money from an Instagram post, from a brand collaboration, and it's 100% possible. And if you don't stop, you will make even more money, a lot more money than what you invested. Like I mentioned in my stories this week, I actually make $100,000 a year as an influencer, and everything I invested definitely paid off a lot more and definitely tripled in thousands than what I invested. So if you're thinking of investing $500, $600, $1,000 into your education for your growth on Instagram, for your success as an influencer, that is going to pay off easily. All you have to do is get 1, 2, 4 brand collaborations and you can easily pay that off. So if we're talking about investing into your account, everything will be paid off easily if you don't stop, if you continue working, you take action, all the tips that I teach you guys. But other than that, you can grow for free. When it comes to growing your account, that is free. Using Reels is 100% free, and you can do the same. If I could gain 100,000 followers in 1 week, you can do the same. There's nothing stopping you. Instagram gives all of us the same opportunity to do that. And additionally, on top of that, I do teach a lot of free growth methods inside my program. If you are thinking about it, I have a whole entire section, a whole entire lesson on Instagram growth that is free. So I give out all of the methods that exist that are free and how to actually execute them step by step, how to actually achieve these free growth methods and how to do them the right way. So that is just a little detail on top of that. But overall, you don't need any money to invest into Instagram. Now, you just found out all of the 5 myths and we just debunked all of them. So what that means is that you can kick all of these excuses to the curb. I don't want you to start thinking ever about any of these myths. I don't want you to ever mention them, and I don't want you to have these myths stop you from going forward and to be successful. Again, we debunked that growing your Instagram takes so much time. That is not true. We talked about how being an influencer and making effective steps, you actually spend less time on Instagram. Number 2, we talked about that you have to be a basic Instagram model. That's what a lot of people think. That is not true. We're going to use your unique attributes, who you are, to actually make you stand out. Number 3 is that you have to have the best gear to create quality content. Whoever heard that before or even thinks that before, you can't say anything because we have a phone, we have the best content creation tools in our hands, and they're accessible to all of us. They're free. So that is the 3rd myth. The 4th myth we debunked today, a little recap, is that you have to have everything figured out before you get started. No, there is no time in your life where you will have everything figured out, and the longer you wait, the less likely you will start. So where do you want to be 1 week, 1 year from now? Where do you want to be 30 days from now? Start now. There's no better time. Myth number 5, the last myth we debunked today, is that you don't need lots of money to grow on Instagram. You don't need any money at all. And that is just a proof with my success on Instagram Reels. And there's, again, so much other free growth methods out there that you can use. So these are the 5 myths we debunked. Thank you for being with me, for your time. I'm super excited for you to finally get these excuses out of your head and to continue forward to grow. And I want you to take a look at my program. It is created for you. And that's why I want you to take a look at it, because I think that it does actually cover all of the needs that are probably in your head when it comes to growing, and it is created to actually bring you step by step to success. So I do want you to take a look at that. You do need this program, and it will 100% help you in the process of your journey on Instagram. So please check that out. If you were at my masterclass, then the special offer will be linked in your email for those who got access to that. Congratulations again to everybody who made it to my masterclass. You are amazing, and I'm so excited for you. Even if you are gonna go and continue with my free program, with my free tips, then I do want you to succeed, and I'm super excited to be helping you in that process. Again, thank you for listening. I hope to see you inside my program, Instagram Marketing 101 2.0. It is updated, it is new, it has helped hundreds of students succeed, and I know that it can help you as well, and I can't wait to see you inside the program. Thank you for listening. Again, keep on growing, keep on posting, and don't even pay attention to what others think of you, because there's so much amazing success that is waiting for you with Instagram. Thank you for listening again, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.